Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is a Chicago hip-hop producer, Odd Couple, also known as Zach Henderson, has been working in town since he came to DePaul back in 2007. And truly, he has been instrumental in the Chicago rap renaissance, working with and producing tracks for Chance, Joey Perp, Jamila Woods, Mick Jenkins, No Name, Kwaku Collins, Taylor Bennett, Saba. I don't know why I name every single rapper in town, because Odd Couple has worked with them. He's producing new music constantly. His latest album came out last year. It was called Liberation. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, etc. He's partnered with Summerfest this year in Milwaukee to create Lakeside Forecast, a festival that's going to feature some of the great artists mentioned above, both from Chicago and Milwaukee. That's happening on the 4th of July up at the Summerfest grounds, and Odd Couple is my guest tonight. Odd Couple, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thank you guys for having me.
It's really fun today listening to the music that you produce and recognizing a lot of the artists that have been on the show. I've listened to this music already.
Yeah.
Talk about just the idea of producing in the Chicago rap scene right now. Couldn't be hotter right now for all the rappers coming out. What's it mean to you to be a guy who's involved with that?
It means so much to me, because like I'm a guy of like I'm really sentimental, you know what I mean? Like, home is where the heart is, all that, like, that's me 100%. So it's really cool to work in an environment like this and help attribute to like the renaissance of like Chicago. It's not even just rap, it's, you know, general all-around music scene. The intrigue is so high, different genres. I'm blessed to be able to work in all these different genres with these stars, but I'm such a sentimental guy. Being able to work with like these people that I met in 2009, I met Chance when he was like graduating high school. Like, I met him during the 10-day days. Like, you know what I mean? During the 10-day suspension, we were chilling over at Pat's house working on stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I met him during that. So I think I was at Vic's like 18th birthday party. Just like popped through randomly. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a junior in college. These kids are just like, I'm hearing what they're doing and I'm seeing what they're working on, and I'm working on my music at the same time. But it means something really special to be able to help build this from the start and not even be strong in it myself, and then have the scene explode and then look at my own career and be like, man, I can directly attribute like my success to the scene growing, but I could also look at it the other way and be like, man, I could attribute the scene growing to my growth of my sound.
Take us back to 2009, even before that at DePaul. I mean, what were you thinking about? I mean, what was the music scene like here in Chicago? And talk about, you know, how you got involved in this.
Man, I mean, anybody making beats my age, right? You grew up on Kanye. Like, you know what I mean? You grew up listening to Kanye West. You grew up listening to that. But for me, it wasn't like Ye was the height of the Chicago sound, but he wasn't just the only one making sound at the time. You know what I mean? It was like Lupe, Common, Rhymefest, GLC, all those guys. Like, those are the guys I was listening to.
So you're listening to local guys.
Yeah, man. I was always into Chicago sound. I just, being from Milwaukee, there's so many parallels, man. There's so many, like, the everyday fight that it is just to live in Chicago. You know what I mean? Like, you got to have an attitude, but you also got to have a heart, because it's like one day you're going to be walking and you're going to see someone who needs your help, but also the next time you're going to see someone trying to take advantage of you. That's how it is in Chicago. You got to develop that thick skin or whatever. And Milwaukee's very similar way. Mm-hmm. Like, you develop this sense of hometown pride. No one's taking this from us. But at the same time, you're like, but I'm going to make it out. You know what I mean?
Like, what was the sound like? I mean, when I think of Kanye West and Common and some of the artists that you talked about, they are a representative of the conscious rap. The backpack rap, even if you think of Common and Kanye.
Right.
Was that the kind of sound that you were into? I mean, what was the sound that you liked?
I've always been, man, I love production. All types of production. Anything that has a good instrumentation to it, like, it's my type of thing. A lot of my friends grew up, like, loving rappers, right? I grew up loving producers. I grew up like, oh, Timbaland made this beat? Yeah, you get an extra 30 seconds listen. You know what I mean? Even if I never heard of this. Like, who is Magoo? I don't know. But it's Timbaland and Magoo, so I'll listen to the song. You know what I mean? I was like that. So I just dove into anything he produced. Anything Neptune's produced, anything Kanye, of course, like anything Just Blaze produced, like just those are like my four. Those are like my Mount Rushmore. That's what allows me to like make music.
How do those artists and their impact on you as a young producer, how does it feel today? I mean, when I hear your music now, Odd Couple, what can you draw back to being a fan of those artists from years back?
Man, with take it piece by piece, man, with the Neptunes, it was the ability to use weird sounds and make them cool. You know what I mean? The same thing with Timbaland. Like, it was just their unorthodox methods of using anything. Like, one of the most popular Timbaland produced songs is Aaliyah, If You Are Somebody, and there's, he samples her laughing as a baby in the song. Like, he uses a clip of her laughing as a baby and samples that in the record, right? That's crazy. Like, who's doing that? Nobody's doing that. There's clips grinding by Neptunes, like, you know, they sample them like hitting the side of their mouth, and they use that in the record. Like, weird sounds like that. I mean, I use different types of interesting sounds, and I try to sample weird stuff, sample myself, and use, like, sounds that aren't, you know, instead of using a regular clap, like, maybe I'll use, like, a bottle squeezing. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I'll, like, use, like, somebody throwing a bottle in an alley and use that instead of a clap. Like, just a cool sound like that. You listen to, like, Kanye, it's the arrangement, the orchestration of things, the way you can bring together classical elements in an instrumental or in a track. You know, you listen to College Dropout. It was so cool. The storytelling, the vibe, all that was just amazing. You never heard a rapper be so honest. But what really did it was the fact that, like, this dude's got gospel choir on the track.
The production's so great.
You know what I mean? It's the production. Yeah. It's like, it's fluid. Everything flows together. And, like, that's something I always pay super close attention to. So some of my more famous or bigger Odd Couple joints, like off of Liberation especially, the arrangement is something I paid really close attention to because I grew up on that.
Yeah, it's interesting listening to Liberation and listening to it all day. I mean, it is a varied and a stylistically arranged album. In the idea that it's not just rap songs. I mean, there's stuff that's going to break down, and even some of the newer stuff that you're doing, you're experimenting in almost a just a song, you know, like an orchestral song. It has nothing to do with hip hop. Talk about how diverse you want your sound to be when you're producing beats and producing music.
Man, I never want to be held in a box. And I think in life, that's one thing that I struggle with so much. Not even struggle with. I mean, it's not hard. It's me. I just refuse to be put in a box. I mean, I'm 6'6", man. What box you got? Like, but for real, it's like, you're a black man in America, you grow up, you already don't want to be in a box, right? You already feel like you're in a box. So that right there is like the plight alone is just getting outside of that. But for me, it's in life, you know, I work, I make music. I'm a family man. I hang out with my friends. You catch me on Friday night at the club. You catch me Sunday morning at church. Like I refuse to be one thing, you know, and my music has gotten more and more personal as I've gotten older. I don't know if it's on purpose or if it's just how it happens. That's how it happens with everybody. But I don't know. I feel so like in tune with what I want as a man. It's really starting to shine through in the music. I refuse to be put in a box. I want to have a string section on this or a gospel choir on this or song with no words that you could swore there was words to. You know what I mean?
Like,
I do what I can.
You've made your name in collaborating with rappers.
Right.
And you know, in some of the most recent work, Liberation, but also being the executive producer on Jamila Woods' record, Heaven, you get the sense that you're moving beyond that
right.
It's not just about matching beats to rap or to hip-hop artists, but you're really trying to stretch and try different things.
Yeah, exactly, man. I'm really trying to see what the full potential of what I can do is. And I think that once you start to only see things from one perspective, hear things one way, you hear a backdrop as a producer, you know, you want to lay drums on it. Laying that establishes one way that the song can come at it. The way I start to create songs now is I start to create the backdrop as much as possible so that whatever is going with that, whether it be a drum, whether it be somebody's voice, whether that be more instruments, each piece has its own place to live. I stopped looking at things as like a puzzle that's already has a pre-constructed ending and I need to find the pieces to make that puzzle. I started looking at things as puzzle pieces on the table and then make the most perfect puzzle out of those pieces that I could. And that's what I really started doing now. And I love rap. Grew up on that, man. Like, if I go back in time and be anything, I'd be a rapper because it's like, it's so dope. You know what I mean? And like, you can rap really good and make good enough beats and like, you'll be amazing. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's just me kind of joking around. But for real, it's rap is such a very like fluid genre right now. There's so many different aspects of it. It's hard to even say what is rap, what is not in a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love the fact that the genres are melding so much at this point that you can't really put things in a box. So it was only natural for me as like to start off as a rap head to move into other genres. It's the way I've always seen it done by the guys we talked about earlier. I didn't just study their sound. I studied their careers, studied what they did right, studied their mistakes. Like try to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure I'm going to repeat them, and I'm sure I'm about to mess some stuff up on my
That's
own.
That's part of it, though. You just got to recognize it, right?
Right? You know what I mean? You know you're going to screw it up. It is what it is. But it's like also being able to see that they were able to transcend genres. That's also what I love so much about it. The fact that I could listen to a Pharrell record that is, you know, on just, you know, I could listen to Senorita and be like, Neptune's made that beat. And I could listen to Clips and be like, Neptune's made that beat. And I could listen to, like, Future Move That Dope. Pharrell's on it, rapping on this song. Like, he has no box.
He has no box.
You know what I mean? All the stuff with Daft Punk, it's like, wow. Literally, this dude has no box. Timbaland, decades of music from Genuine to Missy Elliott to Aaliyah to, like, stuff now to Nelly Furtado tracks to JT songs. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be in a box. You have to be able to move to other genres. You have to be able to bring your sound and help define. When you're a producer and you have a sound, and you're starting to really, like, experiment with that and realize that, you know, that sound is infectious and people really do like it and are gravitating towards the same thing in it that is what's creating it from your end, you start to realize, like, man, my sound isn't defining a genre, or my sound isn't, like, all the tracks that are under my name. My sound is helping define an era, right? The best way you can really help define that era is to get out there and be a part of as much as possible, you know? That's one thing. Yeah. We've seen Chance grow so much, and he's involved in so much right now. The reason that people are really gravitating towards what he does is because he's not just like, no, I'm not just a rapper. And that's why it's so funny. His name's Chance the Rapper. Like, man's like, you know what I mean? Like, if you just called him a rapper, like, you know, people would look at you like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a little close-minded.
Living under a rock, man. Like, that's it? That's what you're going to call him? No, he's an entrepreneur. He's damn near a politician. He's doing everything. You know what I mean? Like, he's got it all covered. So it's, and it's not to say that I'm trying to do any of that, but it's just to say that, like, you have something that you think the world is gravitating towards. You feel that something is, that something is there and it's bigger than you. And it's for more people than just you. Like, you need to find your way to spread that as much as possible.
Chicago producer Odd Couple in studio. He's going to be at Summerfest coming up here on the 4th of July up in Milwaukee. We'll continue the conversation. Stay with us. A little something off Liberation, the album by Odd Couple. That's Jamila Woods right there. Odd Couple in studio, the hip-hop producer who will be performing at the first Lakeside Forecast. It's at Summerfest. It's on the 4th of July at the Briggs and Stratton Stage, in Milwaukee. Performances by Odd Couple, Webster X, Jamila Woods, Saba, Joey Purr, pretty much everybody's been on the show. That's coming up on the 4th of July this year. You know, as I think about the music, when you're collaborating with musicians and you have artists, rappers that come in the studio and you want to get a certain sound out of them, how do you sort of push them to get out of a comfort zone to collaborate with you?
Collaborating with other artists, at first I used to find it as intimidating or like, this is game time, like, show up. And then after a while, you sort of realize, like, man, these are people, too, that are going through the same insecurities you go through in life, the same trials, tribulations. They're just like you, except in some cases they have on cooler clothes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but, like, that's it. I said some cases.
Some cases. Come on.
When you're sharing that space, on my end, what I always want to do is I want to talk about life. I want to talk about what you're going through, what I'm going through. I want to tell stories. I want to get to know you and get to know what makes you tick. I think, like, one thing as a producer that really, like, works in my favor is I have, like, kind of ability to kind of see through a lot. Like, you know, you meet someone and they give you that first impression. I'm like, always try to see past that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter what it is. If you're super nice when I meet you, I'm not assuming you're not. I'm just saying, like, what else is there to you? There has to be more.
You have to find that.
Exactly.
Because you're creating art together.
And as I said, man, my art has gotten so much more personal as I've gotten older. So now I want to talk to you about life. I mean, I know, like, I'm confident in my abilities. I know we're going to leave with something that I'll be nodding my head to. But what I want to do is talk with you and figure out what you're going through, figure out where you're at, where your headspace is at. I can talk all day. You know what I mean? So let's just have a conversation.
You don't hear that necessarily when it comes to hip-hop or rap where there's the artists are trying to push to a deeper meaning.
Right.
Where they're trying to talk about things that are happening in their lives or their shared experiences. And if you really, really, truly listen to some of the Chicago stuff, your stuff and others that are coming out, that's all it is.
Yeah.
So talk about that idea of what, you know, I guess what's fed to the top 40 audience. It's just about girls and money. But everything else that people seem to be gravitating that's winning on the internet is really talking about real life.
The boundary between quote unquote artist and fan is like broken down right now. It's people. People are gravitating towards other people. The more I start to let the veil down in my life and just be real with whoever's following, whoever's trying to listen to my music. When I made an album like Liberation, which is just based off my own growing as a person, coming to man and realizing different things in my life that I don't need to do or need to be a part of or need to even like devote energy to, mental energy to, memories to, anything like that, I found freedom in that, right? Mm-hmm. I made an album called Liberation about that freedom. I haven't been so happy my entire life than putting that out, not just feeling that freedom, but people being like, yeah, that's amazing. Like, I need that. You know what I mean? I'm sharing my story. People are gravitating more towards, you know, Zach than they are gravitating towards this mythical one guy with two guy name. You know what I mean? Like, they're gravitating towards that a lot more. So it's the same time. It's people are really gravitating towards the personal story in it because they want to meet the person. They don't. These days, they don't necessarily think, oh, the brand of, insert the blank, you know, the brand of Anderson .Paak is cool. They think, oh, that's a cool guy.
Yeah, right.
Like, what's so personal?
Personality drives.
Yeah, what's so cool about Kendrick Lamar is it's like, oh, this is a guy talking about the different paradoxes and parallels in his life and how he can connect to that. Like, the reason we love guys like Tupac and Biggie is they tell us what was going on.
So let me ask you this. I mean, as you know, most of the people you just mentioned are all lyricists. They're all people who are out front. They're the head rappers. I mean, as a producer who wants to explore the same territory, that wants to create an art that talks about real life issues and how, talk about what you can do as a producer to do that, especially since, and not really, but in a way, sort of in the backseat.
Right. And the word producer has taken on a whole much more leading man, leading role type of connotation in the past few years, right? Like, used to be the producer was like, oh, okay, let me find out who made the beat.
Right.
But I still, like, the rapper is the guy I'm going to go look at to find, like, the songs I want to listen to. You know what I mean? Now, the way I used to look at producers, oh, Timbaland made this, I'll listen to it.
Yeah,
it's
right. That
way again now. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this is a Diplo song. I don't care who's singing the top line. I just want to hear Diplo beats. You know what I mean?
But like, it's hard. I mean, it's music. It's going to make you feel a certain way. But it doesn't have that Kendrick Lamar specialness where
exactly.
he can totally explain something in poetic way about racism or about anything that's happening around him. And you're like, that's brilliant. How do you do that as a producer?
Man, I try to set a tone. I try to set a bring you into my world, which is much more than what lyricist or something like that. A lot of times is what you hear, a beat, a backdrop, an instrumental, like they can bring upon other type of memories that sometimes words can't. Like, words are very literal. You take words for what you hear, you know what I mean? Unless it's double entendre. I mean, even then it's two meanings, pick one.
pick one.
Know what I mean? Like, you have 50-50 chance there. This isn't a multiple choice test when you're a producer. I'm giving you like an essay test. I want to see what you take away from this vibe that I'm setting. So when you hear a song come in and the first 8 seconds got you, generally that's not going to be because somebody's yelling at you. It's going to be because, like, oh man, those piano chords remind me of like church.
There's a feel to it.
Yeah, and then that trumpet, like, oh man, like that sounds like that's heavenly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, those are a beat can give you a lot more adjectives, a lot more memories, a lot more, bring upon a lot more emotion easier. And it's much more subjective in the best possible way. With lyrics, the subjectiveness is like, subjectivity rather, is like, oh, who's the best? What's the dopest?
Yeah.
Who's rapping better? Who's rapping faster? With an instrumental, it's like, oh man, like, this might be technically better, but like, this makes me happy. You know what I mean? Or this one is like, this is a perfect song for when I'm feeling like this. Or this is a perfect song when I'm feeling like that. As a producer, I try to really see the big picture in terms of how people are going to interpret the music. Like, how is it going to make them feel over time? How is this song going to be able to replay it? How is this song going to be able to, like, really get across what I was feeling and what I was, the emotions that it brought up part of me when I was starting to lay the backdrop, you know?
Chicago music producer Odd Couple in studio tonight. He has partnered with Summerfest in Milwaukee to create the Lakeside Forecast, which is a festival that's going to feature some great artists you've worked with both in Chicago and Milwaukee. That's happening on the 4th of July at the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee. Odd Couple. His album Liberation is on all the streaming sites. He continues to do great work here in Chicago. My pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being here. Appreciate
Man, thank
it.
You guys so much. Life dream right here. Awesome.
Yeah, you can call me Joey Purple Potion. I'm 20, I was chosen. Navy blue caddy looked like water out the ocean. I was coasting on my own. Couple thousand dollar days. Caused ripples when I splashed. My hit your tip with tidal waves. I had $1 million vision and 1 million ways to get it. But shit, it ain't no movie. And you gotta be specific. And these shorties out here reckless. No shelter or protection. This music mirrors life and mirrors purposes. Reflection, ain't no surface in my section. Take this as a lesson. Take him for his packs, then count his racks, then count my blessings. All this drama on my mind, but for now we still alive. Them praises be to God, that burner on the other side. We raise the crime rate, hood savior, that good behavior can equal time paid. Life changes in tight stages, I gotta grind. May the higher give you health, may your niggas give you help. May them dishes give you play, and may you never play yourself. Now look at...